welcome back to another episode of Seriously, Your Podcast. So, today we're going to talk about a really, really necessary topic. Like, it needs to be talked about more. So, we're going to be talking about egg freezing today. And we have a very special guest from the Instagram account at My Eggs, My Time, which we will link in the caption in the bio. But before we start, we also want to just let you guys know that we have an Instagram at Seriously Official, and in the link tree in our bio, there's the links to all other socials like our Twitch, our podcast, our YouTube, our TikTok. So go check all of that out and follow us there. And we also have a Ko-fi, so if you want to just support us, and because we want to do more stuff, so if you want to support us and you enjoy our content, then just donate to us. It's just $2. But yeah. And so I'm Simran.
I'm Rain.
I'm Liz.
And today we're joined with...
My name's Emma.
Okay. So why do you create My Eggs, My Time?
So initially I started it from really a place of anger, because you guys know obviously about the article published by AFP where women were labeled as selfish by the church and by the government. They were saying that women would delay marriage or parenthood if they were to freeze their eggs, right? So I just got really, really angry. There was not something that I felt a government body should be passing a blanket statement on so lazily, nor should the church, which is an influential body, be passing such judgment on. So while it did start from a place of anger, and certainly it did not start from any altruistic place, it eventually became, to me personally, like a fight for women's rights. Because inherently, it is what it is. It's a government body trying to mandate what I can and cannot do with my body. And this is an issue where, you know, I get that the adage, my body, my choice, can only go so far. Like, you know, that does not apply, obviously, to drugs. And you don't want people shooting heroin, because then that creates a problem for society. Yeah. But when it's with egg freezing, I'm literally harming nobody. I'm just trying to prolong my fertility, but I can't do it. And, you know, my only options is to run overseas like some kind of criminal to do it if I want to. So that's just kind of ridiculous. So that's why I started it, to just kind of bring awareness to the issue. And the response has been very positive. So I've had people like you guys, you know, reach out and try to get me to talk more about this issue, which I think is great.
I think a lot of people who first hear egg freezing, they don't really know much about it or what exactly it is. Mm-hmm. So in that sense, they don't even know where to start asking the questions from. So what essentially is egg freezing?
I mean, that's fair enough, right? I didn't know about egg freezing until maybe like 2 years ago and I looked it up. So essentially what egg freezing is the process of which eggs are extracted, female eggs are extracted from a body, and it's frozen and it can be kept for, I think, for a very, very long time. I'm not sure what the timeline is. So different countries that have allowed it, the eggs will be destroyed after X amount of time when they're not used. I think like Hong Kong is 5 years or something like that. So that later on, when you do decide to become a parent, you can have that egg fertilized, whether it's through in vitro fertilization.
I think some questions that we want to know also is like the price range and also whether there's like an age range.
So for age range, what they recommend is obviously the earlier the better, because the younger you are when you freeze your eggs, the healthier they are. This is why women they want to freeze their eggs, because as the older they get, then the quality of the eggs tend to degrade, I mean, for lack of a better word. They advise actually between 25 to 35, so before 35. And then, I mean, when you're older, beyond 35, like, you can still do it, but then your chances of, well, firstly, chances of extraction of the eggs are lower, and also fertilizing it and being able to get pregnant with the egg goes slightly decreases. As to the price, so I think this depends on in different countries. Like in Singapore, like, I have no idea how much that would cost. So you can freeze your eggs in Singapore if you have a terminal illness like cancer, right? So, but to give a gauge, like in the US, I think it's something like 8,000 to 10,000 US.
That's to freeze. So much.
Yeah. That's per cycle too. So some women need to go through multiple cycles to extract like enough eggs.
Okay, this is something that I want to talk about. I think they don't want to like get super clinically into it, but I think it's interesting to also know like how the process is like. So like I can just tell you what I know, then you can like correct me.
Sure.
Maybe okay. I can tell it in like a more lighthearted way.
Okay.
Okay. So basically I watch this YouTuber. She's from Dubai. I think in Dubai allows, because like she did it there. Then it was pretty pricey for her, so like in thousands. Then she said that she was 23, 24 around there.
Oh, so young.
Yeah. So then she said that she wanted to freeze her eggs because like she's currently single and she didn't want like to rush to find a partner. Like she just wants to not worry about that. So then she went to the hospital and did it. So basically she first had to go like get a scan and stuff mm-hmm. to like see if she's healthy enough, like see the state of her body, and then they have to test the blood also.
Yep.
Then after that, she had to go on like some hormone regulation. Yeah. Yeah. Then after that, she also like filmed herself like injecting her tummy.
Yeah, it's not
like
funny.
Every day at the exact same time, right? I think it's to stimulate the follicles.
Does it have to be the exact same time?
She said yeah.
Okay, I'm not sure about that, but yeah, it's to stimulate egg growth.
Because I think each period only one egg.
Correct.
Yeah. So you see.
Wait, is one egg per period?
Yes.
I think your advice to do 20.
Not 20. Like okay, depends. Because I think for her YouTube. For the YouTube video, she said like the doctor said like maybe they can harvest between 10 to 20, which is like pretty good apparently. Yeah. So like she was really happy about that because it's really expensive. So like when a doctor tells you the odds of harvesting that many eggs is like that high, it's like you're like, and healthy eggs also.
Yeah. But it's like 8K every egg.
No. So every cycle, so every time you go, you inject yourself with these hormones, right? Your body will produce like X amount of eggs, but you don't know how many eggs that produces. So it could be 5, it could be 10, it could be 15, 20. So each cycle means like each extraction cycle. So if you are a bit older and you go and you only get like 5 eggs, that's not a very good guarantee in the future. It's not very good odds in the future. So then you might want to consider going again so that you can freeze like 10 or 20 eggs or whatever.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah. Then after that, after you do that injection thingy, then after that, like the doctor will check you again. Then you'll go into the procedure, which is like pretty invasive because they have to like reach into you and like collect the eggs out. Then there's like a healing process also, which is like a few weeks to like months. Then I think she said like, you have to avoid alcohol, this, that.
Sure there are a lot of things that you cannot do. Like, cause if you look at the literature, they always say like, prior to freezing eggs, just, you know, exercise, eat clean, don't smoke, don't drink. Which, I mean, it makes sense, right? Because you want your body to be in, like, peak condition when you go for this procedure.
But yeah, that's basically like my knowledge about it. It's pretty much
That's pretty much it, yeah, as far as I know.
So basically, like, from what we just heard, this is a little bit traumatized.
She gets squirmy. She gets squeamish over like...
I can't talk about these kind of things. I mentally cannot talk.
Yeah, I mean, so what we heard is that, you know, you get to prolong your fertility period when you freeze your eggs. So what other pros are there besides... I mean, that's the main one, right?
I think that would be the only... And I mean, yeah, you get the prolonged fertility and... So the immediate pros of that would be, you know, when you are in your early 20s, you're not too focused, you're not too worried about... when you're in your early 20s, like, you're so focused on school, you're focused on your career, living your life, traveling, whatever, right? And the last thing you're thinking about is raising a family, right? Like, when I was 20, like, no way in hell I was, like, thinking about raising a family. Even now, I'm not thinking about raising a family, right? So when you freeze your eggs, it gives you this freedom to kind of pursue your goals and do what you want. Yeah. So I think that is the biggest pro on top of, you know, preserving your fertility.
Yeah.
That's fair. It makes sense why a lot of people want to do it, especially if you can afford to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I mean, like, today, who doesn't want to? Every woman is like, I want to be independent. I want to live my life and travel and, like, be who I want to be before I have to settle down. And I think that makes a lot of sense.
That's true. I mean, if you think about it, children are very expensive. So if you have too early and you cannot afford it,
they're crazy expensive.
So then, cons. What are the cons of egg freezing? Sounds painful.
Expensive.
Maybe not cons per se, but you know, with every procedure, there's risks and side effects. Yeah. So like...
So as far as I know, the only risk that I've researched is ovarian hyperstimulation syndrome. So it's because you inject yourself with all these hormones, right? So then... Well, yeah, if you're putting hormones in your body, like, you know, as a woman, when your period is coming, just the slightest change in your hormone levels, like, it makes you do crazy things. So imagine if 2 weeks you're just, like, injecting yourself with hormones, like, what kind of effect that might give on you? Some people, they're, like, pretty chill, it doesn't really affect them too much. For some women, they can experience abdominal pain, they can experience bleeding, cramping, weight gain. So very similar to, like, PMS symptoms, just, like, intensified. And there's this one person that I know... who went for egg freezing. So what she was saying is after she did it, she found it very hard to lose weight. Like her body would just, like, it just changed. It just held on to fat a lot more than when she uses it. She has to work harder to lose weight. But I mean, in the grand scheme of things, like, that's not the worst. It's not the worst side effect.
Yeah, I think it's really like knowing what the... I mean, like, I'm sure when you go in to think about doing these kind of things, you always do your research and you always talk to a doctor and they tell you what... might happen to you. It's the same with any hormone supplement. It's always going to have some potential effect on you. So it's about knowing the pros and the cons, lah.
Yeah, no one does this on a whim, lah. I'm sure, like...
Exactly.
So no lah.
Just go for fun. No, so what I find personally very frustrating is the government, they're like, oh yeah, you know, women will have this misconception that they're guaranteed, like, pregnancy later on in life if we allow egg freezing, right? Which is, to your point, is ridiculous because you would do so much research doing it, and we live in the age of technology, of information, you know, have your smartphone, you would just Google. So I think that's like a very moot point and doesn't make a lot of sense.
Yeah. I mean, in vitro fertilization, like, the odds aren't super high.
Same.
Also.
So, yeah,
like,
exactly.
Yeah, that 100%, like, you can get babies thing is so misconstrued. But also, like, yeah, the thing you mentioned about overstimulation, I think it's not very... It doesn't happen very frequently. I think the YouTuber that I watched, she had a lot of blood tests because the doctors were, like, very, very careful to make sure that she won't be susceptible to that. Which is good, lah, because you have to have good doctors for, like, such invasive.
Yeah.
So will y'all do it?
I mean, like, given the fact that it's a bunch of needles being stuck into you multiple times, no, probably not.
She has a fear of needles.
I'm, yeah, like, really, really scared of needles. And the fact that I'm listening to this and it's already, like, making me, like, a bit queasy. I don't think I'd survive doing months of hormone treatment, personally.
I think I would, eh. I think it's worth it. Like, if I have, like, a long-term plan and I know that I'm not going to start a family anytime soon,
yeah,
I
think it's worth it.
Yeah.
But, like, I...
It depends on how comfortable you are with it also, lah.
Yeah. For sure.
I think I'm, like, a 50-50 because I don't know. Like, to me, it's only, like, a if I have to, then I will kind of situation. But, like, I don't think I would, just because practicality-wise, I think that I would want to settle down earlier, so that's just me. But if, like, my life plans change in the next few years, then I think I would, like, consider it. Because it's such a good backup option. Yeah.
It's a good, like, insurance.
Yeah.
The way I see it, it's, like, fertility insurance. So, like, I would definitely do it if it was allowed here. Like, I'm 35, right? So, like, I can't. By then, it'd be too late for me, so... have to look at going overseas, so it's expensive.
But is it like, because we saw from your page also, like, the, like, Anna story.
Yeah.
And, like, also I've seen some others, like, floating around, like, anonymously. Then they actually went overseas to do it. So it's actually allowed for you to go overseas and
It's not illegal. There are even companies in Singapore where they help bring you overseas to do the procedure.
Oh, that's really cool.
I think there was one, this one company, I saw this YouTuber, it's a Korean company. So this lady, she helps to organize like all the screenings, the health checkups in Singapore. You do all your treatments here and then you fly to Korea and then you do the actual extraction there. And I think you can store it there too.
Wow.
But then now with like COVID, doesn't that make everything like more complicated?
It does. So this is why I think a lot of people are talking about this issue now also because of COVID, we cannot travel and it's put a lot of people's life plans on a hold. Not whether or not you're planning to start a family, it's just life in general has been on standstill for the last like 2 years, right?
Yeah,
We are stuck here.
Yeah, life has definitely been on pause for 2 years.
It's a limbo.
Yes.
Okay, so we know that egg freezing is not allowed in Singapore. So, what are your opinions on it?
I mean, I think my opinions on it has been very... I've never outspoken, but I think it's ridiculous. Like, I mean, the fact is that we have people that are already going overseas. And the thing is, like, the Ministry of Social and Family Development, they do acknowledge that women are going overseas. So, if you know that, then why are we not taking the steps to make it make it legal here, make it easier for these people, right? Because by going overseas, it's additional cost. It's an invasive procedure, not with your family, you're not with your community. It's scary. Like, some people have come up and tell me, like, oh, it's just, you feel very alone when you're in this hospital.
Yeah,
and
sure.
You go to, like, you can do all the research you want, right? You go to, like, Australia or whatever. You don't know what the hospital is like. Until you're actually there, like, you grew up there, like, you don't know what it's going to be like. And that's very risky, too.
I feel like the reason they're doing it now is because it's, like, to kind of, like, tell people, like, it's too, like, capitalize on the fact that traveling is difficult, so it makes them like telling us that it's not allowed, like it gives them more control over the situation, because now that it's like banned in Singapore and it's difficult to go abroad, that means people are more likely to actually like follow through with the ban than to like say like fuck you to the government and then like go abroad, because we can't leave.
Yeah.
But it's been banned for quite some time, right? It's not
as far as I know, it's been banned Forever. Yeah, it's only, I think, it's only recently that they started talking about it again. But yeah. I think even in 2016, so this MP, she was telling me, so she's been advocating for this cause, like MP Cheung, since 2016. And she's brought it up in parliament like multiple times and just always getting shot down. So
yeah, I saw like y'all posted this post recently about how like the parliament's actually trying to like talk about it more and stuff, which is great. And y'all also have like a petition. Mm-hmm. I remember like trying to like get people to talk about this more and push for it more. But I think for Singapore, because like our law is so strict here, like you can't even protest or like anything. Like even for them to get like pink dot, it was like
difficult. I know, they went through hell and high water to get that.
And it still doesn't even get like the recognition.
Like we are pretty much sometimes like it's hard for us to revolt also, even though we feel like we want to make things better. Not in like a sense that we want to like cause fights, but more like we want to like
be heard.
Yeah, be heard and like advocate for rights mm-hmm. that we deserve. Because like even for like stuff like abortion, like some countries that like don't allow it, it's really like heartbreaking to me. Because it's like our body. We don't want to like suffer do it. Like if you, like for example, you got the baby like in like a unconsensual way, then it's kind of sad if you like you can't keep it. And I think, so like these kind of laws that like involve like a person's body, like to me I feel very opinionated about it, because it's like exactly what you said at the start, like we're not harming anybody except ourselves, and it's like our choice what we want to like do to our body. And it just doesn't feel nice to have like a law governing what you are allowed to do or not. It just makes you feel very trapped.
I agree with everything that Sim just said. But I also remember seeing that the reason why, I mean, we talked about it a little bit previously, that the reason why the government isn't allowing us to do this is because they don't want women to prolong having kids and then potentially also not having enough to keep up with a replacement birth rate, which is like 2. Yeah, I mean, that makes sense. But at the same time, then why would you not? It kind of defeats the purpose. Like, if you want to have kids in the future and then you cannot already, isn't your birth rate going to
exactly lower? Well, I mean, the thing is, like, birth rates have been falling since I don't even know when. Like, for a very long time, right? So this trend is not changing. I don't understand. Yeah, like, to your point, I don't understand why the government won't try a different method. You know, like, there was this, when I was doing some research, like, this town in Japan. So because of their falling birth rates, they actually started to subsidize egg freezing for the women as part of like an experiment to see whether like it works. So this was back in 2016. I couldn't find more information on it, but I thought that was very progressive. And they are aging society. We're an aging society. Maybe we can learn something from each other.
Yeah, it's also motivation, because if you're telling people that it's easier for them to make these decisions possible, then more people are like inclined to like take that step, even if it means like waiting maybe a couple of years to have their children. It still means that they're thinking of having children. I think that's a good idea. Government, come on.
Yeah, and of course, like, you cannot change the fact that, I mean, unless there's some miracle medicine, but you can't change the fact that after 35, your eggs will, like, have more complications, and, like, the kid that you give birth to is going to, like, have more complications. Like, they always say, like, after 40, you give birth is really very risky.
Yeah.
For you as a mother and as for your kid also.
Yeah.
And also, like, The culture thing, because I was talking to my grandma that day, and then I was like, she was telling me how like she got married at like 16, give birth them young.
It's crazy times.
Because last time got like arranged marriage, and last time the women, all they had to do was just be like housewife, because they weren't like given education.
Not as educated.
Yeah, then I was like, she was telling me like, she was asking me like when I want to give birth. Then I say like, right now, right, I can't even come close to thinking. Like, my mom gave birth at 24, and that's like, she was a uni student also, and she got married quite young. But then for her, right, she said because also like to some extent, like she knew her parents were pressuring her to get married. But the culture now is like shifting tremendously. Like, we are not pressured as much by our parents to get married young. We also like the dating life. Now the dating is really hard. Like, last time got arranged marriage. So like, you know.
Yeah, not every culture had arranged marriage though. So like,
yeah, lah, but to some extent it was easier to get married last time also, because like women were also not given much of a voice. Compared to now, we're very opinionated and we have more...
It's very progressive nowadays.
Yeah, we have more say in who we want as a life partner. And we're also, like, given more options, like, career-wise to progress on our own. So it's, like, to think of a family at a very young age, the culture is so different now. Mm-hmm. Which is exactly why, like, things like this should be, like, progress with us, lah.
I mean, I personally feel like if you're not thinking of having a kid when you are 20 plus, it won't change... and it won't force you to have a baby earlier if egg freezing is there or not. So to me, it's like might as well. It's always nice to have the option.
Yeah, it's just an option that harms nobody. So it's just,
and it's like it's better actually, because say for example, if you don't want a child till you get to 35, and that's when you know it starts becoming a problem, and then you decide at the age of 35, and then by like some, I guess like really bad hands, you're not as fertile as you could have been back when you were 20. Now you are infertile and there are no more options. And that doesn't help anyone. That exactly. doesn't help you. It doesn't help the government. It's like...
Yeah, I mean, egg freezing is a form of family planning, in my opinion. Exactly. So then this option should be extended to all the other family planning methods that, you know, that we have currently.
So like now that we've talked about like the situation now, right? So with... For your IG page and like for what you think the next step should be, like for what Singapore should do, like do you want to like walk us through?
I mean, so right now it's really just awareness. I'm still going to continue on building awareness. I'm going to be working with this. So I had this this student from the American school. She wrote a paper on egg freezing. So it's been published in like a peer review journal. I can send you guys the link. It was quite an interesting read. So she's gonna work. I'm gonna work with her to develop like a series of content just based on her facts and findings, because she came from a very much more analytical, statistical standpoint, which you know my own post is just more emotive driven. So I'll work with her with that to put that on the page. With MP Cheng, we will be working. I'll be working with her a little bit more on the PAP's Instagram page. I think we'll be doing like a Q&A situation in September, and they will be sitting in Parliament again to discuss it, I think, sometime then.
That's great, so, actually.
It's just a discussion, though. I mean, I'm not... I don't expect too much anything actually to come out of it, but, you know, it's progress.
Yeah, but the door being open is already, like, quite a good... I mean...
The start's always... It always starts from conversations.
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
At least it's starting. I think before, like, because we've already kind of hit the end of most of our planned points... Maybe we could open it to the floor. And by floor, I mean the people in our chat box. There are six of you.
No, to be fair, most of them are guys, though. So like,
really? Yeah, but like, a male perspective would actually be very interesting. And, like, I know Zach said he would. But I don't know if you're saying that as a meme or you're saying that as an actual answer.
Or, like, as in you'd be open to, like, a girl wanting to, like...
Like, if you have a perspective on, like, if you were in our situation, would you want to do it?
Well, I guess for guys, it'd be... So guys, to be fair, guys cannot freeze... they cannot store their sperm unless they also have like cancer or something. So how do they feel about that? I'm curious. I don't hear anyone protesting. But I guess like the pressures for guys are different because their fertility is much... Their rate of fertility is much different from ours. Like our eggs, you know, by the time you're like 40, you only have like 5% of your eggs left, right? Whereas for guys, up until they're 60, they can still impregnate women. Like the sperm count is lower, but... It's not as time sensitive as women.
I've never heard of like it happening to anyone unless there was a specific standpoint, or as Zach said, if you're gonna walk around radiation, apparently.
Okay, yeah, but I think just now a point that like Sim was talking about, right? Like you said that would you allow like
would you be okay with your like significant other getting their eggs frozen?
Well, to me, if I feel like even if my partner didn't want to, I would just do it anyway, cause.
I mean,
to be fair, right, it's not going to do anything to you unless like we have different viewpoints about when to start a family. Then that the conversation will be about when to start a family, not should I go and freeze my eggs or like if it's okay to go and freeze my eggs or not.
I think if my significant other had like a really, really big issue with it, I mean, I'm not planning on doing it, but if that was ever a thing, I think that would really, really like open my eyes to the kind of person that I was dating.
It would be kind of a red flag.
Yeah, it would be like, why do you care?
Why you care, exactly. So I did wonder, like, why did you think of this? Like, why would you think, like, a significant other would not be happy with you freezing your eggs, apart from, like, maybe monetary, financial aspects?
I can't think of anything except, like, they're just being controlling or being like, no, I want to die.
Unless they don't want a baby.
Okay, maybe this is, like, a bit far-fetched, but maybe because, like, also the chances of you getting a baby is not 100% with in vitro. So, like, maybe it's because they, like, die want to, like, carry on a genetic line. So maybe they just want to find a girl who, like, wants to, like do it the old-fashioned way rather than like the...
But y'all can still do it the old-fashioned way, you know.
Yeah, you can still do it. Like,
I say it's damn far-fetched.
No. As in, my point was, unless they don't want a baby at all. So they're not planning to even think about, like, okay. There's no point in you.
But then that's a good thing. Then that's all more reason for them to, like, for you to freeze your eggs. In case they change their mind, then you have that option down the road.
Yeah,
your point makes sense. Like, your point makes sense. I mean, I feel like the only reason, would be, like, really strictly monetary. It's, like, I feel the mentality would be, like, there's no point, it's a waste of money. Mm. And that's, like, the only reason. But even then, I would still see that as, like, a bit of, maybe a red flag. Unless,
if you don't pay for it, I'll pay for it.
Yeah, exactly.
I think that's all we have for this episode. If you guys have, like, more questions, then you can go and check out at My Ex My Time on Instagram. And then also, like, you can drop us a DM at Seriously Official on Instagram. And that, we hope that this episode has been eye-opening to people who might not be as aware of what egg freezing is or why it's so important for us to talk about it. But yeah, thank you so much for coming on and sharing more about this cause with us and like doing your part to advocate for it. There's a petition in your bio.
Yes, please sign it.
Yeah, please sign it. I think we've all signed it already, right?
Thank you.
Please sign it. And okay, hope you guys have a good week. Stay safe. Wear masks.
Wash your hands.
Wash your hands. And thank you. Thank you again for coming on. And yeah, okay, we're done. Bye.
Bye.